All right, we are live here with a Schloss rant, live from the Philadelphia suburbs, and wasn't expecting tonight to come on and say very much at all about the Arizona Wildcats, because number 2 seed playing number 15 seed Princeton. I thought this was a formality. I thought that this team was going to win. You know, on the pod the other night with Budish, we talked about, you know, we're not going to pick Arizona to win the national title, but we're pulling for them. And never in a million years could I have seen this team losing this afternoon to Princeton. I mean, you're talking about an Ivy League school versus a Pac-12 powerhouse, one of the best schools in the West in Arizona. And at the start of this, you know, you find out that President Joe Biden mushed this team. He picked them to go all the way. A couple other guys on TV and in media, Jay Billis and Tate Frazier over at The Ringer with the One Shining Pod. They mushed this team. They picked this team. Budish and I talked about how no one was really into Arizona. People weren't saying much about them. Everyone was talking about other number 2 seeds like UCLA. And this team just spits it up at the bit. It's getting to the point with Arizona basketball where what's even the point of tuning in the tournament? Because you know they're going to find yet another crazy, ridiculous way to break your heart and rip it into a million pieces. It's getting to the point where, why should I waste my time? Every single freaking year, I get myself all juiced up for this stupid team. And at 33 years of age already. Enough already. Let them go hurt somebody else. When am I ever going to get a chance to win a championship or make a Final Four? One time. One lousy, stinking time. Every single time. Come on, will you please? Can you beat the Princeton Tigers? Can you beat the Princeton Tigers? 3 straight Elite Eight losses for this team. They spit the bit against Buffalo in 2018. Last year, they spit it up against Houston. They got pushed around and bullied. Every single time we need to hit a big shot, we can't pull through. Jamel Horn, Derek Williams, Aaron Kraft beat us in 2013 with Ohio State. Frank Kaminsky did us in. Sean Miller's shirt is still soaked from 2016 against Wichita State. His own pupil beat us in 2017 with Chris Mack, with the Final Four in our own state. Every year I'm sitting here and I never win. And I'll be watching on April 1st and watch Duke will be there going for their 6th national title and I'm out again. Or even worse, how about this one? Sean Miller and Xavier, watch them be in it. Watch them win the stinking national championship. And what have I done for years and years and years? I destroyed Miller when he was our coach. Destroyed him. Said he couldn't coach. Said all he did was recruit. Said he couldn't make in-game adjustments. Said he couldn't set up one lousy final shot. I said he needed to bring in a high school varsity freaking coach because he couldn't draw plays. And watch them be there. Watch Sean Miller and Xavier be there. Watch. Watch them win the whole thing. That'll teach me and my big fat mouth to shut up. Can this team just win one? I'll quit podcasting. I'll never come back. There won't be any more Schloss rants. All I want is one. I swear I'll quit. I'll quit. I'll delete social media forever. No more social media notifications. No more Schloss rant live on Facebook. No more Spotify podcast notifications. No more Instagram live notifications. Just let me win one. Let me win one lousy tournament. Let me make one lousy Final Four. I'm getting older. I'm 33 years old. I'm not getting any younger. Can I win one lousy NCAA tournament? Can this team just pull through once? One time? I mean, just unbelievable. And I knew that the tide was turning right at that 2:45 mark when Courtney Ramey jacks up a 3 from 35 feet, it seemed like. Just no flow. Not trusting the fact that you got the better athletes on the floor. Not trusting the high pick and roll. Not trusting the high post, low post work. I mean, Tubelis had 22 points in the game. 19 of them when they're in the first half, and he was absolutely a ghost in the second half. He went soft. He couldn't handle it. He couldn't make the plays that this team needed to win the game. And that's 2 years in a row, Tubelis. 2 years in a row you did me in. Unbelievable. And Kirk Reza, talk. How about you hit a big shot? You had a shot at the end of the game and you missed it. I haven't even touched on Lloyd. Haven't even touched on Tommy Lloyd. I was confident in this team after beating UCLA that they could play in a low-scoring game and win. But they couldn't even beat an Ivy League team in a low-scoring game. The offense collapsed. They stopped running sets. You scored 24 points against Princeton in the second half. What a disgrace. What a joke. Unbelievable. Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, I thought this year, I thought it wasn't going to hurt me. I thought that I was the most hurt back in 2018 when they lost to Buffalo. And they got blown out by 20-something points. This team was up 12 at one point in the second half, and you couldn't even hold on to beat them. I figured, all right, this will be a blessing in disguise. I figured that this team would just squeak out the win as I'm watching this game. And I figured, all right, this will keep them hungry. This will keep them motivated. They'll run Missouri out of the gym in the next game, and we'll be sitting there in another Sweet 16, and we'll probably bow out in typical fashion. But no, they couldn't even get out of the first round. This is two out of the last three tournaments that this team cannot even get out of the first round. I mean, just absolutely unbelievable. And at halftime, they're talking about how Arizona pretty much had no guard play. And they were right. The guards didn't do much. I mean, just absolutely unbelievable. Kirk Reza, 3 points in a national or a round of 64 game. Almost a national championship game. Like this team would ever get there. What a disgrace. What an absolute disgrace. And if you had them winning the national championship, if you had them in any type of action going on today, if you had them making a Final Four, I feel sorry for you. I mean, I had them in both my pools, but who cares? Those are done, kaput, see you later. I'm hoping that Louisiana wins tonight because we had something going with a Furman. I'm having a good, you know, having a good early day. We got Furman in the mix. Pick that. We had Kansas. I mean, of course, Kansas is the number one seed, but Kansas has won a game in 16 straight tournaments. Arizona can't say that because they've been knocked out and they haven't made the tournament at times. Just, I mean, just what is this team doing? And Tommy Lloyd, he can win all the Pac-12 tournaments he wants. He can win all the regular season Pac-12 games. Heck, he can even win on the road at teams like Indiana or at neutral sites. He can go play on the moon. It doesn't matter. If you can't get to a Final Four like Lute Olson did, and Lute Olson had his teams in the mix, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean a thing. No one cares about regular seasons because that's now on brand for this Wildcat team to choke in the postseason. And I had someone tweeting at me saying, you know, they've been cursed ever since the Buffalo loss in 2018. This team's been cursed for way longer. This team has been absolutely snake-bitten. You want to even go back to 2008, my first tournament there when I was a student, losing to West Virginia in the first round. You know, the only time that this team, you know, did something and won a couple of games where I wasn't disappointed was 2009. They lost to Louisville in the Sweet 16 by 30-something points. They weren't even close, but they were lucky to be in the Sweet 16. 2009, they missed the tournament. I mean, I know I'm just going through it here. Or I'm sorry, that was 2009. 2010, they missed the tournament in Miller's first year. 2011, the most disappointing game ever. You had a couple of shots at the end to make a Final Four with Jamel Horn and Derek Williams after you beat the defending national championship Duke in the Sweet 16. I mean, but this team just disappoints. 2012, you missed the tournament. I mean, we don't need to go through 13 with Aaron freaking Kraft beating us Ohio State. And I'm circling back to this. Kaminsky did us in 14 and 15. Oh, my goodness, that overtime game in 14 especially. I mean, again, I'm out again. And I got nothing to look forward to. It's already been a miserable enough winter getting eliminated. The Giants get eliminated by the Eagles. I mean, that was kind of expected, the fact that they, you know, won a game to begin with. But I'm out tonight. When are things going to change? You can change the coach. You can change the players, but Arizona basketball has developed quite the habit here for letting everyone down and choking and not living up to expectations come tournament time. I mean, just unbelievable. And to make things worse, I'm watching this game in the first half. I'm cleaning up diarrhea from my little 8-month-old puppy. I got an 8-month-old puppy who had diarrhea while I was gone working today. And I'm cleaning that up. Oh my goodness gracious. I don't know. I do not know where this team goes. I don't know anything about players they're going to bring in. I don't know anything about recruiting classes. I really thought that I was going to be able to not be so upset about this, but it's destroying me as the night has gone along here, as we approach almost 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Because I love this tournament, and now it's going to give me a pit in my stomach if I'm going to sit down and watch it. It's going to be upsetting knowing that my team's not going to be there. All right, we're going to call this a mini rant, old school style. I wanted to talk about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. I haven't even given my opinion on Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley and, you know, some of these other guys the Giants have brought back or brought in. Darren Waller, he's going to be a beast, but that's got to deserve a podcast when I can give my full attention to it. Arizona Wildcats, another disappointing loss in March. And, you know, maybe I'm the sucker because I'll probably be back watching next year. I'll probably get all excited next year. Even if they're like a 7 or an 8 seed, I'll think, all right, this is the year. No one's looking at us. And that's what happens when you're a fan. You just keep thinking it's going to break different and different and different. And for the most part, it's not. All right, Sauce Rant Live, Philadelphia suburbs as we approach 10 o'clock. Can I get a Louisiana Lafayette win tonight? Because that would go a long way with some of the things that I'm working with. Arizona, out again. Sloss Rant. We'll see you later, everyone.